The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, well, it's the same story. Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Coronavirus and America, where there have been 464 cases, 29 new cases and 19 deaths. Harley.
Yes, I think the whole world is sort of in the same situation. But we have kind of two perspectives on coronavirus. One says we're overreacting and that we don't have to go completely crazy and shut everything down.
Yep.
The other says be ready just in case we need to shut everything down. That was, for example, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said he hopes it doesn't come to it, but the government could do the same thing Italy's doing and shut down certain parts of the country. If that happened, that would be a big deal. In the meantime, we have conventions that are closing. We've got companies that are not having their annual meetings. We got various states declaring states of emergency, class trips being canceled to places where coronavirus has been reported and things like that. So it's people are worried about it, whether they should be taking normal precautions or not.
Harley, you know, perspective here. America, a population of what, 327 million people? 327 million people, and you've got 273 cases of coronavirus.
Well, not only that, but we lose 30,000 people every year to flu.
That's it. That's right.
30,000 a year.
I know.
Die in America to flu. I think a lot of this is hyperbole. On the other hand,
it's a new religion.
They think this virus may be more deadly than flu generally, but it's less likely to be as widely transmitted because we're taking extraordinary precautions.
Yeah. Giuliani, before you go.
Wow.
I mean,
this is wow. He says, and he's continuing to make this case, he says Joe Biden and his sons, Hunter and James, have been involved in corruption, as he put it, a family that's been stealing for 30 years. Hundreds, thousands, millions off of selling his public office. He said they monetize his public office. When he's in the Senate, they do it with real estate company. They do it with a bank. They did it with private equity firm that goes bankrupt. One guy in it is running a Ponzi scheme. They make millions from it. Then they go to Ukraine. They go to China. They go to Iraq, Romania, and other places.
Whoa. All right, Harley. There he is, Rudy Giuliani.